KOMP Las Vegas and KOMP HD Las Vegas. Sparks.
I'm going to assume a missionary position, and I'll probably be holding it for a very long time.
Izzy.
That person is probably suffering from a severe case of swamp ass.
Drake. So are you a man?
I'm not a man.
You's a bitch!
It's BS in the morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hopefully you're good. Hopefully you're doing great.
Izzy, your eyeballs good?
Yeah.
All right. Izzy, tired?
Yeah.
Jeez.
I know. I played Halo a little bit last night for a few hours. I shouldn't have done that. My eyes were super strained. Like, I went to bed and they were throbbing.
Oh, wow. That's weird.
So.
All right. Greg, anything throbbing before bed?
Not my eyes.
Oh, man. All right. Let's get off this subject and get right to the feed.
The feed with Izzy.
The filmmaker for John Wick 3 said that work has already begun on the fourth Matrix movie. It's already been 20 years since the original Matrix was released.
They're making a fourth?
Wait a minute.
Wait, why would the guy from the...
That's great. That's what we need.
Because he's working with Keanu right now for John Wick 3.
Yeah, and
he
bought the rights.
And he was discussing it with Keanu, who said, yeah, we already started it.
That's great.
What do you mean, who bought the rights?
I'm saying he had to have, right?
To make it.
Well, it's not the Wachowski sisters aren't making this one.
They are.
Oh, they are?
Yes.
I think he just told, like, just leaked some info.
Oh, yeah. He's not involved in it. He's just saying it's happening.
Yeah, because he's working with Keanu right now.
Disappointed.
He said if the sisters want the help, he'll 100% help. He'd love to get involved, but they haven't asked him for help.
Yeah, well, they should ask him for help because the fight scenes in John Wick are
amazing.
Top notch.
Right.
You know, I never saw any of the John Wicks, but everybody always says they're really good, so I feel like I should
start with the first one because the first one's amazing.
Well, I would start with the first one anyway.
Start with the second one after the first one.
I would do that,
too.
But the opening scene of the second one?
And then the third one after it comes out, I would watch that one.
Okay.
The opening scene of the second one kind of sucks. I didn't like it.
I thought it was great.
Pretty hokey.
I don't think it was hokey at all.
Yeah, but the new Matrix.
No.
I like the series. Mm. I like the Animatrix. I just like
Keanu.
Oh, I love Keanu.
Here's how you watch the Matrix. Watch the first one. Then go do whatever.
Yeah, that's what I've done my whole life.
Yeah.
I never watched any of the others.
The second two are just, ugh.
Second two are cool. The Architect, Jupiter, the Keymaker.
Jupiter Ascending.
Cool. Jupiter Ascending is not the Matrix.
Did you see that movie? That was them.
It's not the Matrix.
It's the Wachowski sisters, and it's got...
It's not them,
Channing
though.
Tatum flying around in chaps, and it's got the other girl. Yeah.
It wasn't good.
No.
I agree. Yeah. Nothing that they've done.
After the Matrix 1 was good.
Agreed. Okay. Except for they were the producers for V for Vendetta.
Which was horrible.
Loved the movie.
Okay.
Great film.
I thought that was a good movie.
Yeah, it was good.
Like, wait, no, was that the dude with the mask?
Yeah, dumb.
Way too long. I think I fell asleep after 30 minutes.
You guys suck. All right.
A woman in Florida recently pulled several syringes out of her hoo-ha during an arrest. She was already on drugs. She was snarling and growling at employees inside a Burger King. She refused to leave the property and was arrested. That's when she pulled seven syringes out of her lady cave.
They
were
all
filled with a clear liquid.
That's horrifying. Do they have a little cap over the needle?
I'm guessing so. Otherwise, man, do you have balls.
How many CCs were in her C?
Scary. Unreal. But the cops were saying that she was trying to get arrested, and then what she was going to do in jail was distribute those. But if you've been in jail before, you know that they make you bend over, spread, and cough. You know what I mean? So it's not like that would work.
Would things pop out of there if you did that?
Absolutely. That's why they make you do it. Yeah. They say cough really hard three times.
Yeah, people will smuggle stuff in all the time, though.
Yeah, but syringes, you're not going to get them like
up in
seven of them?
Well,
those would easily pop out after one cough.
Not if she had them stuck in there. I mean, they're needles.
Like with the cap off?
Yeah.
Dead.
Dude, one time I was in jail and we were smuggling cigarettes up from the kitchen to our cell. And they used to make us take off one of our shoes, like to shake them out. And they're like, hey, get those cigarettes out of your shoes, Z. And I swear, dude, it was like the second time I did it, and I didn't even know why I was doing it. I just didn't have to fit in with the people in the kitchen, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we're going upstairs, and one guy had weed in his shoe, and I had cigarettes in my shoe. And it was like cute paraphernalia. It was like a big deal.
So it doesn't matter. Cigarettes are just as bad as weed in prison.
Now, because they're not allowed to have them in there. It's okay. Contraband, basically. Yeah. So they get in trouble for anything. So I took, I had it in my left shoe. I swear, the guy told me to take off my right shoe, and I shook it out.
He
always
Shut up.
Yeah, they always pick one shoe, like, because they don't know what's going to do. And they can do both if they wanted to, but just, you know, those pick something out every once in a while out of line. You, come here. Take off your right shoe. You know, stuff like that. I took off my right shoe, and I shook it out, and then I went upstairs with the left shoe. I was the hero of the cell. I was like,
oh, my God.
Cigarettes for everyone.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what my life used to be when I was 18 years, 19 years
Boy,
old.
Boy, you live dangerously.
Hey, you got to find fun somehow. So Amazon CEO Jeff, is it Bezos? Bezos?
How do you not know
Bezos?
This?
Bezos?
Yeah.
How do you not know this? Really?
Why do I need to know who the CEO of Amazon? I know what Amazon
is. Is it Amazon?
How do you pronounce his
He's
last
the
name?
Richest man on earth.
I don't care.
He
that makes me hate
obviously.
Him even more. What's that? How do you pronounce his last name?
Bezos.
Bezos. So he wants to colonize the moon by 2024. He said his space company called Blue Origin is going to land a robotic ship the size of a small house, capable of carrying 4 rovers and using a newly designed rocket engine and souped up rockets. It would be followed by a version that could bring people to the moon.
And you'll still get your packages on the moon faster than you get your title from the DMV.
Yeah, right.
So true.
Actually, I got my title pretty quickly.
Dude, mine took like eight years.
No lie. Paid off my car 2 years ago. Still don't have my
car. Are you serious?
Not kidding. Yeah. I mailed a letter to the DMV in Nebraska because they apparently have my title.
That's great.
Yeah. Not joking at all. But Jeff Bezos, go colonize the moon before another country does it so America can claim it. They just launched their own rocket, Blue Origin. Unmanned rocket.
Right.
Just launched it. So they're going to be competing with SpaceX.
Is that how they deliver Blue Apron?
That's it. They just on the way up to the moon.
They drop
just,
it out.
Yeah, they just shoot it out of the sides.
Oh man,
already cooked.
I could go on a whole tangent about that stupid stuff, by the way, but never mind. I won't.
Okay,
thank you.
People are lazy.
Yes.
Are we? Is that it? Oh, I'm so excited. We are on a roll.
I know.
I didn't want it to end.
I could talk about delivering food if you want.
No, it's okay. Right. I think we're okay. Hey, get a hold of us today, 876-3692. You can always text in as well, BS and your message, 69187. I went back and I listened to Shane the Pegger's rap. Not good. It was really long, too.
So awesome.
I edited it down, and we'll play that back, and then we'll see if a rap battle is necessary between our other resident rapper here on the show, Black Batman.
Batman.
For Shane the Pegger. We'll see what happens. See what you think here when you call in. Or maybe you could text in BS and your message 69187. So we're going to be playing that back today. Get a hold of us. It should be a hell of a show.
Why would you order food that you have to cook when it gets to your house? You could order food, pay for the delivery, and it's already cooked. But you're going to buy food and you got to cook it yourself? Makes no sense.
I'll take a Blue Apron if you want to advertise. I'll eat it. Delicious.
Everything you need is right there. Who's going to cook it for you?
I can cook it. Has instructions. Everything you need is right there in the box.
It's like IKEA food.
IKEA food's delicious.
Actually, it is.
$1.99 breakfast? Are you kidding me?
Proof that people are dumber than you are. It's BS in the morning.
You guys know who John Daly is?
No.
The golfer?
The golfer, yeah.
It's my hero, bro.
He is like the everyman golfer.
Yeah.
All right? And he's causing a bit of controversy. And even if you don't care about golf.
Which I don't.
I think I'm the only one in the room that does. It's still an interesting story because this guy, John Daly, I mean, the guy comes to work drunk. He's hammered on the golf course. He's this big, fat guy. He's wearing like pink flamingo pants with zebra stripes. Yeah. He's like making a mockery of golf, essentially.
But he's really good.
Super good.
Yeah.
He's the one who coined the term grip it and rip it. Like, that's what he's known for. He's like,
never heard of it.
Just stand up there, grip it and rip it. You know, he's this big, boisterous.
Yeah, he sounds obnoxious.
Yeah, he's got like a mullet. Yeah.
He's great. God.
He's great. Okay. Great. He is now old. And so he's submitted a petition to say, hey, during the PGA Championship, I need a golf cart because I got a bad knee. And now, if you're a professional golfer, you're walking the course every hole, 18 holes, for 4 days. You're playing that course for 4 days in a row, and you're walking out. No, you're not carrying your clubs. You got a caddy. But you're not driving around on carts. That's for, like,
right,
schlubs like me that, you know, don't hit it down the fairway, and you end up zigzagging the whole way down the wall. You know, he is positioned. He says, you know, hey, I got a bum knee. I can walk uphill. I can't walk downhill. And he applied to the PGA under the American with Disabilities Act policy, saying, hey, you're not allowed to ban me due to it's my right. As Americans with Disability Act, you cannot technically ban me. And they approved it.
Come on.
They allowed it.
How do they do that?
Because they said, you know, he's not lying. They took like necessary medical information. They reviewed it and they said, no, he's absolutely right. He cannot perform. But it's like,
so if a wide receiver wants to use like one of those hover rounds, they could use one of those. That's ridiculous.
My point. That's exactly it. Now, what do you think? If you're a pro athlete,
did they say, well, yeah, you can go ahead and take the golf cart, but you can't drink?
No.
No, no, he can drink.
No, he can drink.
Oh, Jesus. What happened to don't drink and drive?
You're not going to stop John Daly. Oh, that doesn't apply on golf course.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Do you think it's, Greg already says it's ridiculous because you're, technically, they're professional athletes. There's a lot of money at stake here. There's millions of dollars. Even if you come in last place, you're getting, you know, and, 30, and 40 grand.
Him having to walk would affect his performance, which would affect the betting lines, which would affect all that. So, correct. No, I don't agree. I think it's ridiculous.
There's other guys that have golfed in the tournament that are not because they have, like, a hurt wrist. And they can't. They're like, well, I can't compete. Am I allowed to wear a wrist brace or something? They're like, no.
Dude, Tiger Woods just won the Masters. He's had 17 knee surgeries and back surgeries and all. I mean, I'm exaggerating the number.
I know what you mean.
But a million times he's had surgery on his knee, his back. So he's going to parachute in now to the 18th hole if he wants to? Like, stupid.
Why wouldn't they be able to wear a wrist brace?
Because you're not, I'm not saying a wrist brace in particular, but I'm saying if
he's saying that it was so bad they couldn't compete, if they could make a fake arm or something for him, then whatever.
Yeah. What if they make a rule saying, okay, well, you know what? You get to use a bigger size club. You know what I mean?
What if a pitcher could just use a pitching machine in front of him instead of...
Look, my arm is blown. Yeah. I can't do it. So I'm just going to hit this button here every single time. Come on. It seems like that's insane.
I don't know enough about golf. Like, I don't think that course really takes that much cardio. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that really...
But it's not the cardio.
Does that really exhaust them that much that could really affect their performance?
Well, yes. If you have a bad knee, walking would affect it. Because let's say you have a bad knee and you got to walk from the 16th hole to the 17th hole and it's a par five, whatever, and it's a far walk. And then you got a guy with a knee that would have been... bad, like when you're swinging, your knee affects you. You know what I mean?
Of course.
Affects your swing. So that walk over there could have made a whole big difference on his swing and everything. So
let me put it in this term.
Yeah, but then why not make it more fair and make him more equal to the people that aren't injured?
You shouldn't have to. It's already fair. No one's allowed to use a damn golf cart. It's golf. Walk, you got a caddy. If you can't walk, you shouldn't play. Here's my other point. If I'm swimming in the Olympics and I have a blown out foot and I can't do it, and they're like, "Well, I want to wear a swimmer's fin." On the diver's fin on my foot and swim in the Olympics. And they go, well, he does have a hurt foot. I mean, we should probably... No! It's an advantage. You can't give anybody an advantage.
Okay, I guess no. Don't let him... I mean, Jesus. I'm really upset about this.
Well, it's a lot of money at stake for these things.
That's what I'm saying. It's in my opinion, it's robbing the professionalism of the sport. It's why in the NBA, you can't compete when you're in your... late 40s anymore.
It'd be like
your
a
body
guy,
breaks.
Like Vince Carter using one of those trampolines that the mascots use to dunk.
You're right. Right.
Yeah.
It's like these guys are superhuman. That's why they're competing at this level. And if you can't compete at that level anymore, get the F out of the way because I don't want to watch an old fat guy in a golf cart, no matter how much I love John Daly. And I do. Get out of the way.
He's a legend.
Get out of there.
Yeah.
Go retire. You can play golf on a golf course anywhere you want. Yeah. I read this and I was like, absolutely ridiculous. This is, to my opinion,
I don't even understand how legally they were allowed to get away with that.
He's not even the first guy. Back in 98 and 2002, this other dude, Casey Martin, drove around on a golf cart.
All right, well, let's say, well, we already know he's going to be able to do it. So is this cancel it out as a sport?
Yeah. I've never thought golf was a sport.
So it's more of a...
What? You play it and you never thought
it was
a sport?
It's a game.
It's
a
game. It's not a sport.
Like checkers isn't a sport.
Checkers is a game.
Yeah.
Monopoly game.
Anything where you could drive around in a cart, I think. I mean, unless, you know, I guess NASCAR is a sport.
I just figured, I mean, you need a lot of skill to play
it.
You know what I mean?
You can, so it could be a skills game.
That was considered a sport.
Anything where you can
honestly
perform
Madden.
Amazingly and still drink beer, in my opinion, game.
Madden takes a lot of skill. There's a lot of variables. Game.
Game. Bowling?
Mm.
Game.
Yeah, it doesn't even take a lot of skill.
You know, a sport, sport is something with a team. You need teamwork.
Okay.
Boxing's a sport.
Boxing, you got a trainer.
True.
You got people in your corner. It's strategic.
Yeah, you, have a cut, man.
Yeah, you do technically have a team.
Yeah, but a golfer has a caddy.
Nah.
And a golf cart, apparently.
It's stupid.
Yeah, it's dumb.
You don't have a team. Golf is a one-man or woman game. Like, you're by yourself. You're competing against everybody else, but you're trying to compete mostly against yourself.
Yeah.
Game.
I dig it.
I would even say baseball.
That's a sport. Come on.
I mean, I know you're playing with other people, but...
Oh, well, totally a sport.
It's a skill.
Yeah, it's a pretty slow
dude, you can be
sport.
Bartolo Colon and still crush it and be like 50 years old.
Bartolo Colon is a unicorn, though. That doesn't happen.
Babe Ruth was smoking stogies in the dugout, up there and hit a home run.
Yeah, but the skill to hit a home run and to be able to run to the base. He was actually pretty fast, considering how fat he was. He stole bases. I'm saying, you got to steal bases, you got to run. It's like you're taking a golf cart.
Okay, how about this? Baseball's a sport, but they're not athletes.
No, they're definitely athletes. Definitely athletes.
What do you think? 876-3692. You can always text in BS and your message 69187.
A BS diet? Well, today's your cheat day. It's BS in the morning, fatty.
Izzy, you love murder. Did you hear about the mass murder in Germany that just happened?
No.
Key, that just happened. Multiple people dead with a crossbow.
Oh, God.
Yeah, awful. In a hotel room in the woods. They're like, what? Yeah. Three people found dead with crossbow wounds. Then they found two other people dead in another part of Germany, and they think that's connected.
Were they also killed by crossbow wounds?
They're trying to figure that out. Crazy.
It's horrible.
Do they have rapid-fire crossbows? Is that like a thing?
What do you mean rapid-fire? Like,
can I just go boom, boom, boom,
like
boom,
automatic?
Boom? Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I thought you
would. It would probably have to be set up that way, wouldn't it?
I would think.
With four arrows on it at once. I don't think that's a thing.
You just shoot four? It's a spread? It's like a shotgun of a crossbow, so it just goes everywhere?
No, but that would also be interesting.
It's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, right.
we should coin that one. Yeah, because how long does it take you to load a crossbow? I would imagine a good amount of time.
Well, I think if you practice enough, it doesn't take you that long, but
still. Come on.
I mean, it's not exactly an easy weapon.
No.
That's like if you really want a challenge, you know? Like, that's sick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I know hunters that use crossbows because they're like, yeah, it makes it more of a challenge. And I'm like, that's just
that's not a sick
little game.
That's not... I don't find that sick.
Guns
are
too easy. I'm like, just put the poor animal out of its misery. Like, why are you making this harder for them?
For the animal?
Yeah.
So what do you want, a Gatling gun? You want hunters to just go out there
and
just spray the woods?
But Jesus Christ.
Well, you gotta hunt.
God.
Some animals need to die. It's how we live.
Oh my God.
What do you think? It's true. Animals are killing animals all the time. Animals die all the time. Greg?
Yeah.
What do you think happened here?
I don't know.
Put on your detective hat. You're in Germany, all right? You go into a hotel room, you see three people have been killed with a crossbow. Then you get a radio call saying, hey, two more people up here are dead too. We think they're linked.
I don't know. The mass crossbow incident.
It's got to be jealousy. It's not like someone goes out.
You think they knew them?
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt.
I don't think they knew
them. No, it's just like someone's cheating on another thing. There's some bondage because it's in Germany.
I don't think
they were tied up. They were using the crossbow. It was there. It was readily available. Greg, you had... sex with a girl that wanted to put a gun to her head.
Mm-hmm. What?
What if these were like Ren Faire ladies? Yeah. You're like, oh, I'll put the crossbow to my head or whatever, you know.
I guess I'd have to put a crossbow to her head. I don't know.
Right?
Oh, yeah. My God.
Then, if you accidentally kill a person, now you're on the spree or something.
Crossbow's so clunky, though. I mean, that seems like that would be, you know. Maybe point the crossbow at their stomach. Because otherwise, you have to have the crossbow, like, over your head. And your arm would get tired. You know what I mean? That just seems like too much work.
I understand. It's already a lot of work to begin with.
Yeah. What if it was a musket? Oh, my God. How much work am I doing? You need, like, two people. You need a threesome for a musket.
It's like one of those ski shots where it's like you gotta have friends,
yeah,
in order to do
it's
it.
It's like skeet shooting.
BS in the morning. The news you want to know.
Sweetwater police say they welcome some of the panel's recommendations, but money will be a key factor as to whether or not they'll be implemented. But one thing money can't buy is your mama. She's for free and everybody knows it.
BS in the morning on Comp 92.3, The Rock Station.
The Feed with Izzy.
A Carnival cruise ship is going to be the first ever to have a roller coaster on it.
Wow.
It's not going to be a super intense one like something you see at Six Flags or anything like that, but it is going to have a roller coaster on it. Is it safe?
I would imagine.
Makes me nervous.
What do you think? It just has an ending that just goes out to sea?
I don't know. I just feel like that's a lot of weight to be on a ship.
Well, they already have go-karts on there.
They have go-karts?
They have pools? Well, pools you sit in.
6,000 people aboard? Yeah, but they have the weight of the water.
Right, but the G-force from the go-karts, if you're going a different direction, would be kind of weird, wouldn't it, when you're driving around?
I think
depending
it's all
on how
relative.
Fast the boat goes.
I think you're fine. I think you're totally fine.
Okay.
Buoyancy. It's the amount of weight dispersed from the bottom compared to the weight pushing down. As long as there's more things pushing up than pushing down, you'll float. You'll be fine.
I want to drive a go-kart into the water.
We can set that up.
Let's do that.
Okay. Do you want like a ramp?
I want it off a cruise ship.
Oh, off a cruise ship.
Yeah.
Oh. Dude, those things are not small.
No.
That'd be like driving off of a six-story building.
Yeah. you'd break every bone in your body.
Yeah, you'd probably die.
I'm fine with it.
Really? Okay. Yeah. That's the way you want to go out?
If I'm gonna, probably on a go-kart off a cruise ship.
Okay. Yeah, might as well be a BS in the morning stunt.
Wow.
Can we get a BS in the morning cruise ship?
Get us a lot of followers.
Can we get a BS cruises?
Yeah, let's do a BS cruise. It's good.
That would be. Yeah, we talked about that in the beginning. We should do that.
We should do it.
It'd be fun.
I want a roller coaster.
Let's sign it up.
All right.
Let's do it. The Royal Caribbean?
Carnival.
That's fine. Let's do it.
So I got an update on the 900-pound Coke dealer who had to have his trailer home cut in half so he could be arrested.
Yes.
His hearing has been delayed after he was diverted to the hospital on his way to court. They didn't specify why he went to the hospital, but I'm sure it has everything to do with the fact that he's 900 pounds.
You need to get a special ambulance for a 900-pound guy.
Yeah, I don't know how that. I mean, horse and buggy. Like, how are they getting this guy anywhere? How is he going to fit in a hospital bed? Like, I do get 5-6 hospital beds and take down the arms, put them all next to each other. You know,
just put them on the floor.
Yeah.
Why does he need a bed?
Put him on a cruise ship, like King Kong when they chain him to the floor at the bottom of the ship.
It's a barge.
Yeah. Transporting a fugitive to the whatever he's going.
A fugitive. Oh, my God. Yeah, 900 pounds.
He's being charged with a lot of things, so I'm sure he's doing everything he can to not have to go to court.
Yeah. How do you get to 900 pounds without dying? Like, I watched 600-pound Life,
man.
And those people are so big, I couldn't even imagine being that big.
They have, bunions on their elbows.
Yeah, that's 30% bigger than the 600-pound people.
Yeah.
You're under cardiac arrest. Come with us.
That's pretty funny.
There's no way that guy hasn't had a heart attack. Like, just throughout the day.
Has he?
Yeah, I would imagine. Sets a timer.
It's amazing how some people live with whatever and other people die.
I know, right?
You know?
Yeah. like my relatives have died of a heart attack, and they were like physically fit.
Right.
We just have bad, weak hearts, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We're just screwed genetically. That guy is a gift. And he's using every single ounce of it.
Absolutely.
Wow. Strong heart.
A couple in their 70s claimed that years of use of Monsanto's Roundup herbicide caused them each to develop non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is cancer, if you don't know. They sprayed their properties with it over a period of 30 years. They won their case, and each of them were awarded $1 billion.
Get money, 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 money.
All right.
$1 billion.
That's amazing.
Yes.
And they're in their 70s, so it's like they might as well just go out and blow it.
Greg's going to be drinking Roundup here after the show.
Seriously.
$1 billion.
Are you kidding?
A billion, dude.
$1 billion. And we don't even know for sure if that's how they got it.
I think they know.
How?
Because something leaks in, whatever's in there. The reason why they got $1 billion, I read the article. The reason why they got $1 billion is because Monsanto, Roundup, they don't say the warnings on the label, even though it contains cancerous chemicals. The chemicals inside Roundup are known to be cancerous. It leaks inside your bone marrow. That's how it gets in there. It's known to be cancerous. Then it was a previous lawsuit where they found that Monsanto paid off the EPA. That's already been proven.
Right.
And they paid off the EPA saying, hey, this is cancer. So Monsanto's like, no, it's not. Here's some cash, bro. And then they got through.
I get all that.
Yeah. So
it still can't prove those two people got it from Roundup, though.
Yeah. Well, they proved it in there. They're saying, I got this because we've used Roundup every day in our lives for the last 30 years. And they got it. It's the chemicals. They did blood tests. They did the whole thing and they proved it. And it's like the third case that Roundup. So stop using Roundup. Don't
surprised
use Roundup.
It's only the third case.
I know. Well,
that's
it's precedent.
Saying.
And now it's setting, you know what I mean? Now people are going to be coming. Yeah. So I don't know. Bayer just bought Monsanto. It's Bayer Medicine.
Yeah.
So they're the ones getting popped with $2 billion of funds.
They're going to need an aspirin.
Some pain relief.
Jesus Christ.
They are. $2 billion? You can't. How do you come back as a company from that?
I don't know. Well, it depends on how much they're making, because they usually give you a percentage, so that just shows you how much money they got.
Right.
Jesus Christ. You know, I was on a jury. I didn't get to the jury, but I went to jury duty, and it was a case about this kid that, it was here in Vegas, and the kid was playing on a playground, and the playground thing fell and hit him in the head and caused brain damage. And so they were suing the HOA, the playground manufacturer, and all this. They were suing like multiple people. And you're looking at a multi-million dollar case. And what ended up happening was, I don't know what ended up happening. I didn't get selected for the jury. But people in the jury, they're like, well, you got to pay for the punitive damages, right? You got to pay for, and you got to pay for future loss of wages, essentially. So what they end up doing is, people on the, they were like, I can't imagine getting paid multiple millions of dollars, no matter who's at error or who's at fault.
Right.
You know what I mean? But you got to think, these people were probably, they were, if they couldn't go to work because they had cancer.
Yeah.
If they couldn't take care of their grandkids because they had cancer, they got medical bills because of their cancer. Majority of that, I read in the article, was punitive, was because they didn't put warning labels on the bottle.
Wow.
That's where like $1 billion came from.
Yeah, they said the woman, her medication alone each month was $21,000.
Jesus. Unreal. So it's
not like they're just getting $1 billion to blow each. You know what I mean?
Well,
they're getting half $1 billion to blow each.
Yeah, and they're in their 70s. Yeah. So here you go, grandkids. It's called the trust fund. Enjoy
God,
it.
Now the grandkids are going to poison them.
Okay, Cheetahs, you know that's where Dennis Huff hangs out every single Friday from 3 until 6 for Compstruction. Get on out there, buckets of beer, just $18, free food, lots of giveaways, including concert tickets, comp gear, a whole lot more. Plus, you bring in your biggest crew of dudes with a company or union shirt on, boom, $200 in cash and prizes. It's a good time, good way to start off the weekend, boobs in your face at Cheetahs with Dennis Huff.
You're listening to f***ing Spock. Go f*** yourselves and stay away from those gambling tables, you whores.
It's BS in the morning.
We're getting texts over here about begging for a pegging. The trip to DomCon 2019. Greg, you were chopping up the audio. It's tomorrow? What are we thinking here?
We'll have some audio tomorrow for sure.
Okay, so we got audio.
There's a lot of audio. So, I mean, I'm saying at least tomorrow, maybe a couple days of audio. I don't know yet. But
okay.
We'll see. But definitely tomorrow, we're going to have audio.
Okay, so we got tomorrow will be the first day of begging for a pegging. You said you want to tease it a little bit.
Yeah, here. I might tease it. I'm going to put something, I think, on our social media. Maybe you guys can see it first. Since you guys haven't seen it, I'll show you guys first.
Okay.
Who wants
real
to see
quick,
it first?
Can I recap just so the fifth man, in case you don't know? Begging for a pegging, Steven, the cleaning guy. He's the dude. He's our actual cleaning guy here around the building. We found out a while ago that he's into BDSM, and he ordered a custom, essentially latex rubber suit, handmade to his specifications. However, there was a problem. They couldn't find enough rubber/latex for Steven.
They ran out of rainforest.
They couldn't. In all of Europe, they couldn't find enough of it. So what ended up happening is, he went in there to get a pleather suit replacement before Greg and him went down to DomCon 2019, something we're calling begging for a pegging. And Steven is a bottom. He enjoys getting pegged. It's a weird fetish of his, but he's into it.
I don't think it's weird. It's just whatever.
It's definitely weird.
When you get around the people out there, well, I'll tell you more about it later.
Okay. Well, I can't wait, because you went to DomCon, you recorded the whole thing. We're playing back the audio tomorrow.
And I always get our things confused. So which one's Instagram and which one's Twitter again?
Instagram is at BS in the morning.
Okay.
It's just the name of the show.
So at BS in the morning on Instagram, and then
Facebook,
BS morning show on Twitter.
And Facebook.
You'll be able to go and see this. I'm about to show Izzy. Here's a little taste of our adventure.
Okay, you're showing Izzy first a picture. Greg is rolling over his chair over to Izzy's side.
By the way.
Yeah. Here.
Shout out to the fifth man for the retractable leash they left.
They left a retractable leash?
Yeah. I'll tell you about that in a second. Here, Izzy.
Okay.
Okay.
Greg is showing.
I don't know if I'm ready.
Well, we don't even know what the picture is of. Yeah. So
it's just a taste. It's nothing graphic or anything.
Okay. Greg has the phone in his hand. He's now rotating to Izzy's face.
No! Oh my god! All you can see are his little feet! Oh my god! Did he walk around barefoot?
I can't tell you anything.
Oh my god.
I'm assuming it's Steven.
It is Steven!
Okay. Hold on, don't give it all away.
All right, here we go.
That's Sparks reveal.
Okay, here we go. Greg has the phone. He's now rotating it towards me.
Oh my god.
Jesus Christ!
That was not what I expected.
Yes!
He looks so small and like so far away.
Yeah,
Jesus!
That's amazing.
It's kind of like a Japanese angle. Like he likes those.
That is horrifying.
No. He looks like he's right at home though. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like he looks very comfortable with himself in that.
He does.
He looks right at home.
He does.
He lives in a dungeon, if that's the case. He wraps himself in Saran wrap at night, if that's what he lives.
The mask is a little frightening.
Yeah. Steven's wearing a leather mask with a retractable dog leash.
It's like a burglar mask where there's just the, you know, the circles for the eyes and for the mouth.
It's a leather ski mask. That's the most terrifying Pulp Fiction-esque thing I've ever seen in my life.
Please post that.
Yeah,
please.
It's currently being posted as we speak.
All right.
That's amazing.
Oh my God. So the suit came in.
Apparently it did.
He's nonchalantly standing in a hotel room with a retractable leash connected to him.
Yeah, I guess the tease does kind of ruin the reveal of whether he even had the suit.
The cleaning guy.
That's amazing.
Okay, our cleaning guy is a freak. Okay, like a sexual deviant.
Dude,
he's wearing a onesie. A leather onesie.
That's what he likes.
It had the zipper, right?
It's got zippers
on it.
Goes
all the way back. Yes, the picture's up. I see it.
Oh,
I want to make it the background on my phone.
God, what?
Yeah, you should.
That's amazing. You shouldn't.
Oh, my God.
Is it amazing?
That's amazing.
Again, at BS Morning Show on Twitter and BS in the Morning on Instagram. Right now, you can see it.
Dude, Steven, kudos to you. Hey, The guy found what he's into, and he's going for it 100%.
That's what I'm saying. This stuff takes, and I'm not being funny. This stuff takes courage, man.
Absolutely.
You know, it really does.
100%.
If that's what you like, and other people are gonna be like Sparks, and you know what I mean, call you weird and stuff.
He's weird.
I'm just saying.
I'm sorry.
Am I saying he's not? All I'm saying is it's a lot of courage to do that. So
it does. I'm proud of him. He's going 100% on the things he likes, and he's unabashedly not apologizing for it, and I love it.
Yeah.
And he shouldn't, because it's not hurting anybody except for him, which he enjoys.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't stop looking at it.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. At BS in the Morning on Instagram, and then at BS Morning Show on Twitter and Facebook. Jesus Christ. You have to see it for yourself. I cannot wait for the DomCon 2019 audio. Begging for a pagan that will be taking place tomorrow.
BS in the Morning. BS in the Morning.
What's wrong with you, people? You're promoting a mental sickness. People like you should have been aborted years ago. Go die.
Wake up with BS on Comp 92.3, The Rock Station. Show us your wits, then text us some BS. Send your message to 69187.
All right, I'm already getting lambasted over here on the text line for what I was just saying about Steven. And I saw Steven commented on the picture we put up there on at BS Morning Show on Twitter. Steven, finally, for the first time ever, we see Steven in his suit. Does he have a hood on? Yes. Do you need to see it?
By suit, we mean rubber suit.
Yes.
not a normal suit.
Oh, good point. Yes. Yes. It is, it is a sight to behold. And I'm getting lambasted because I said Steven's a freak. Yes, I am standing by that. He is a sexual deviant. There's no doubt about it. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. He's in his suit. He's owning it. He's doing what he wants to do, and that takes a lot of courage, and we're happy for him, and my God, I think he's enjoying his life, so who am I to say anything about that? I'm not going to back down from the comment of saying that he's into some weird stuff, and that's coming from me, the vanilla bitch of the show, so of course I'm going to say that.
Was that Missionary Gary?
Yeah,
said?
People are saying Missionary Gary on Twitter. If that makes me Missionary Gary, then I'm there, man. You're right, because that to me is so out of my realm.
I guess the other option is Michelin Gary.
Dude, that takes it to another level. Like, I knew Steven was into BDSM and being spanked and whipped, and that's...
Yeah, we've even witnessed that.
Yes, and that was fine, because Steven was wearing a t-shirt and pants, okay? Not a leather onesie. And it, boy, it dials it up a notch. So if you haven't seen what we're talking about, we put the picture up because we want you to listen tomorrow right around this time. I guess it might be multiple days of audio. We're still going through it. Greg is chopping it up for us. We're going to hear it tomorrow, at least the first part. So we'll hear what happened as Begging for a Pagan commences.
And we have like on the way there, we have lots of audio. So,
well, Steven is just, he's a one of a kind of human. So I cannot wait to hear what you and Steven, the cleaning guy, did down at DomCon, especially when he is,
I think a lot of the interesting stuff, I believe, is talking about what's going to happen when we get there with Steve, you know what I mean?
Because
we don't even know what he's thinking, what he's feeling, how he's, so.
We've never been to DomCon 2019.
Right. So the trip there is also a lot of audio.
I cannot wait. So big thanks to Steven for doing it and letting us put the picture up and letting us take a peek into his life outside of the walls here.
And happy belated birthday to him.
Yes, exactly.
This was a birthday trip.
That's true.
Steven is not the only person I deem a freak, okay? Another person that we have that listens to the show is Shane the Pegger. And when I was out broadcasting, Shane randomly just dropped the fact that he's a rapper. And I know last week, was it? We went out and we talked to Black Batman, who's a rapper. He goes by Black Ice at night during the day. It's kind of the opposite of a normal Batman. He's the Caped Crusader during the day. He takes pictures of people down on the strip as Black Batman. So people have been thinking, oh, what if we did a rap battle? Before we set up any of that, I want to play Shane's rap to you and see what you think. And in 5 minutes, Shane, another person who's a fan of pegging. I guess it's a trend. We're going to hear him rap coming on up here. And you're also going to get a taste of what his rap name is, because he's a rap. You're going to hear a song. You're going to hear a whole thing. And then we'll determine if a rap battle needs to happen. That's in 5 minutes. Hey, it's Dan Lee, and you're listening to BS in the Morning.
To what in the morning?
BS.
BS.
BS in the morning. That's exactly right.
This is Stan Lee, and you're listening to BS in the Morning, you lucky people.
You all right over there? Dude, the internet's...
The internet kills me, dude.
The internet's great. There's a lot of horrible people on the internet, but then at the same time, there's a lot of amazing things.
It's completely...
These comments so far, bro, they're so funny. You're killing Greg, fifth man, with the comments. It's at BS in the Morning on Instagram, at BS Morning Show on Facebook and Twitter. If you want to see the picture of our fair cleaning man, what he wears around his house when just sitting there. It's amazing. Let's talk about raps. We had Black Batman on the show not that long ago. I think it was last week or so. Something like that. Yeah. And Black Batman was on the strip with his crew, Ronnie E., and who's also a rapper, which is pretty amazing. And Black Batman is a rapper at night. He goes by the name of Black Ice, and it's trademarked. And he is serious about his rap game. And if he wins this lawsuit he's in with Hershey's, he's going to end up sinking all the money into his rap career. It turns out this kind of brings other rappers out of the woodwork here that listen to BS in the Morning. Shane the Pegger, apparently, he had a rap career before he became Shane the Pegger here on the show.
No.
Yeah. This is all according
to
Shane.
Not like he would just make raps in his car, like he actually had a career.
According to him, he had a career. Now, I have a little interview before the song. I chopped down the song. It was too long. He like basically did the whole song. It was very, it's probably like a 5 minute rap song.
Jesus.
Yeah. So I chopped it down. So you're going to hear like words fading into other words, you know, kind of a thing. That's me just speeding it up for time's sake. Okay. But here's the interview I did with Shane the Pegger about rapping. I'm here with Shane the Pegger, who just casually dropped the fact that he used to be a professional rapper. What does that mean, Shane? It
means I performed on stage a few times back in my day.
Okay. And did you get paid for these performances?
In one way or another, yes.
Those are sexual favors?
No, more alcohol related.
Okay, so you're a professional rapper because they paid you in alcohol.
And entertain the crowd, yes.
No, they paid you in alcohol to entertain the crowd.
Correct.
And you consider that a professional rapper?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Got it. Shane. So right off the bat. Do you think he's a professional rapper?
Well, if you got paid for it, technically, I mean.
I mean, you got bartered for it.
All right, he's a bartered rapper.
Okay.
I don't think you're a professional.
I don't think you're a professional rapper until you do it for a living. Like,
right.
That's your job.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
If you get paid for something,
you're
a professional.
I think this is more of a hobby.
Yeah.
Dude.
That's what professional is. You get paid to do it.
Not if you get paid in alcohol. It's like, it could be like an open mic night.
No, open mics, you don't get paid.
So you're saying he's a pro.
I'm just saying, technically, if you get paid, I don't know. I mean, you know, words have meaning, I guess.
All right. Here's pro rapper Shane the Pegger. Continue. Shane, what would you consider your biggest hit to date?
It would be my single, Will Not Go Gentle.
And what's your rap name?
Zona.
All right. Oh, my God. Are you serious?
You're Shane the Pegger.
Oh, my God.
I asked him how he got that name. Zona, his rap name. Okay, where'd you get your rap name from?
In jail.
This is a prison rap?
Yes, actually. Wrote in jail, yes.
Okay.
So we're about to hear Zona, a.k.a. Shane the Pegger, and his song Will Not Go Gentle that he wrote whilst in jail.
Are you guys ready?
Oh, man, I'm excited now.
Oh, my God. Here it is. This is Zona, Will Not Go Gentle.
You can spit in my face, kick me when I'm down. Underdog king, give me my crown. I only sink when I float, bet I won't drown. No expression, smile when I frown. Shut me up, I'll spit it out loud. No insurance, ride around town. Barkiest dog in the pound. F*** with me, you're down for the count. Living my life, see how it ends. I will break down these walls. I won't ever trip and fall. I will answer the call. I will rescue them all. I will not go gentle.
Life is hard day to day. 49 shades and it ain't gray. I had enough, I'm sick to my ass. This is the straw, the bear. Last, change the future and f*** the past when worlds collide and titans clash. Will I even make it? I'll take my chance. Sick and tired of the song and dance. F*** the industry hard and fast. F*** my life because it is trash. But if pain keeps going, give me a lot. You think you're the winner? You are not. I know you're afraid of what I got. If you're feeling froggy, you should hop. But if you think I'll quit, if you think I'll stop, you don't know the size of the fight in this dog.
Ladies and gentlemen, Zona.
There it is.
More like Grona.
Do you think, first of all, just immediate thoughts of Zona, the rapper?
At least he rhymed, and at least he was able to keep on some kind of beat.
The bar is that he rhymed in a rap song.
Yeah, because let's be honest, Ronnie E and Black Batman didn't exactly rhyme.
Those are some low bars.
So, I mean... He did better than I could do. I'm not sitting here saying like I could. Hell no. Are you kidding me?
You're saying he rapped mind better not, than you could have.
Oh, absolutely. My mind doesn't work that fast where I could just think of things that
rhyme. He wrote that down. That wasn't a freestyle.
Oh.
I'll tell you what.
I could probably do better then.
But it does sound a lot different without a beat. I mean, I'm not saying it was good, but without a beat, you're kind of at a disadvantage, you know?
Yeah, sure.
But still, yeah, I'm not saying it would be good anyway.
I mean, would you pay Zona to be a rapper for you?
I don't know.
He's a pro.
I mean, probably. Just so we can play it and laugh at it. I could give him like a Natty Ice or something for it. Yeah.
Okay. Do you think it would be worth even opening up the phone lines to see if the fifth man wants a rap battle between Black Batman and Shane the Pegger? I mean, do you think it's even worth it at this point?
I don't know. Who do you think would win?
Well, that's the question.
Who's the favorite going in?
Oh, Black Batman.
You think so?
He's got shot.
It's true, he has been shot.
I don't know if he's been to jail, though. Shane the Pegger, prison stint. I mean, that's
also... I find it hard to believe Black Batman hasn't been in jail. I mean, if he's been shot and hung out...
He got shot five times.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Somebody went to jail for that.
You shouldn't go to jail if you're the one getting shot.
Yeah, right, he got shot.
But if you're in a situation where you're getting shot, usually you're doing stuff, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Right.
Well, he said he ran with criminals.
That's what I mean.
He was doing
the crime. So he might have done some time, too.
It's true. We don't know. We don't know. He's a mystery. So, I mean, is it worth setting up a rap battle?
I don't know.
I would like to.
I think it is. I think it is.
I would definitely.
And then we can go over the rules and stuff later about it. But that's my opinion. Let's see what the fifth man says. 876-3692. All you have to do is say yay or nay. Rap battle, yes, or rap battle, no. BS in the morning. Go ahead. What do you think?
I will totally host that rap battle.
No, all right. That's okay. Do you want the rap battle, Moonshine, or no?
Yes, sir.
All right, that's one for yes. BS in the morning. Do you want the rap battle or no?
How could we lose? It's too funny.
All right, it's two yeses.
Okay, two yeses. 876-3692, call in with your vote. Yes for rap battle or no? BS in the morning, what do you think? Rap battle, yay or nay?
I'd rather have Steven rub up against me in his rubber suit than after that again.
What? Does that mean you liked it or you didn't like it?
Yeah, I know.
That is a hard no.
All right.
All right, we got one for no.
BS in the morning, go ahead. Yay or nay for a rap battle?
Yay.
All right.
Who do you think will win?
Sounds good.
Okay.
What?
Sounds good. BS in the morning, go ahead.
I'll definitely do the rap battle. That's funny stuff.
Okay, thanks, man.
All right.
Rap battle it is. It's time to get in contact with Black Batman and Shane the Pegger and start setting up the rap battle. Plus, we'll need to formulate rules. We'll need your help on that, fifth man, as to what they have to do in order to...
Somebody tweeted People gave Shane alcohol to stop rapping. Please, God, make it stop.
I would love them to write like a love rap ballad to Izzy. I think that would be great. Maybe that's one of the things that they have to do. And maybe a freestyle would be good, too.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Come on. Don't you like it when somebody would go through the effort to serenade you in a song?
Oh, because it's forced.
You don't know
that.
It's not
like they're just writing it because they want to.
They might want to.
They're literally making it part of the rules.
Doesn't matter.
It's going to be fake.
I think it's going to be great. Okay. It's fine. Sometimes people fake it in love, and it doesn't matter. Rap battle will happen. We'll get the details. We'll have you help us figure this whole thing out. I cannot wait. It'll be Shane the Pegger versus Shane the Pegger, a.k.a. Zona, versus Black Ice, a.k.a. Black Batman. It's a win-win.
Missed anything from the show? Hit up the full show podcast, uploaded every day after the show on iTunes.
I can listen to it whenever I want.
And comp.com/BS podcast. BS in the Morning, home of the Fifth Man.
Do you guys think he murdered his wife? I'll tell you the story in a sec, but that's what I want the question in the back of your mind to be. This guy got arrested in Arizona. He was from Texas driving on a road trip, and the cops pulled him over for like a vehicle citation. Like, I don't know, he didn't use his turn signal, some kind of minor traffic violation. Pulled him over. In the passenger seat was the dead wife of this guy. He goes, oh, she died during the road trip, but I was just going to finish the road trip. Now, the article didn't say where they were trying to go. I imagine California or maybe even here to Vegas, but he's from Texas.
And that's the plot to Vacation?
That's a whole, like, Vegas Vacation?
No, the original.
What's the original?
Driving with the dead lady in the car in the station wagon.
Is that it? Yeah, I don't know.
For like two states.
74-year-old Linda Puckett was dead in the passenger seat. The cop pulled him over like, is she alive? What's going on? She's not moving. She's not doing anything. Oh, no, she died. That means he had to move the body from the hotel room in Texas.
So she didn't die in the car then?
No, he admits, I moved the body in Texas. When I woke up in the hotel room the next morning, she died. And I just put her in the car and drove.
Well, was there any evidence of trauma and blunt force?
They're reviewing the case. Details haven't been exist, although he's been arrested for abandonment and concealment of a corpse.
Before?
When they pulled him over.
Oh, I thought you meant this like the second time. I was like, well, then yeah, I think he did.
Like he's got priors.
What a coincidence. Yeah.
He's a serial killer.
I think, honestly, if there's no obvious, like if you can't tell right away that he killed her, I don't know. I'm kind of thinking he did.
You're saying let him go?
Not let him go, but I mean, I think eventually they'll find out that he didn't do it, and then maybe they'll just get him for some, like, you know, traveling across, I don't know.
State lines with a dead body?
Yeah, or something.
Here's a quote-unquote romantic situation I'm thinking of right
now.
Ooh! So, I don't know if this is the right music for
Let's
that.
Let's find out.
So, she was already sick. They were taking this road trip to go somewhere beautiful because she wanted to go there before she died. Then, she passes away on the road trip, but he still wants to finish the road trip. Even though she's already passed away with her, because that's what she wanted to do before she died.
My God, that's romantic.
Could make sense, right?
It would have been better if he said that.
He killed her and he was transporting her body and he happened to get pulled over. Yeah.
Those are the two scenarios. You're right. I'd rather have the first one be. Like, you know what? She always wanted to see the ocean.
Right,
I was just
going
to throw her body into the water.
Yeah, that's where she wanted to be.
Let the fish nibble at her toes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think he murdered her. I think that's the safe way.
Like poisoned her or something.
Why else would you put...
Made her OD.
If your wife died, or let's say in your case, your husband died, if you were married, you wouldn't pick up his dead, lifeless body and put him into a car. You would call the police immediately upon finding
out. I don't like that, though.
I wouldn't be able to
carry
him into
the car. I don't like, after the fact, people telling people how they should react when something happens. Like, you had to murder her because you did this. Like, that doesn't mean they murdered her.
I'm going with murder. It seems real.
He could be a weirdo and not be a murderer, you know?
Yeah. But usually murderers are weirdos.
True, but I'm just saying.
But, dude.
Like, if you woke up next to necrophiliacs don't get arrested for murder, even though they're weirdos and doing things with weird dead bodies, you know?
That's true. No, I get it. But at the same time, a normal human being would... Was that someone's... Oh, it's a heartbeat. I thought someone was at the self-checkout line.
That's what it sounds like.
It does sound like that.
Sir, yeah. We have you, scam. Like, no, thanks. I don't work here.
Exactly. I just think if you wake up next to a dead body, the first thing is, oh my God, wake up. Help. You know, I got to make sure you're
trying to live. No, that's normal. But I'm saying if you're not normal, it doesn't mean you're a murderer is what I'm saying.
Agreed. And you drive. How bad does that body smell? You know how big Texas is?
Well, yeah, I mean...
You got New Mexico, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, right? I got that right. Yeah.
I don't know.
Geography. Mm. So you're driving. You drove through two states with a dead body.
What time of year was it?
Just now, just recently.
Nah, it wasn't that warm.
This was Monday.
Mm. Could have AC.
Yeah, it could have AC in the car.
Dead body AC? Maybe. No. Sorry. No way. That body stinks. That guy's a murderer. Here's the other part I want to focus on, because we only know about this because this guy got pulled over because he made, like, you know, whatever, minor trade, speeding or something like that.
Right.
How many people are driving that don't get caught?
Right.
With dead bodies.
Maybe there was a lot of traffic. He just wanted to use the carpool lane.
The HOV lane. Technically, there is two persons in the car.
I'm getting something out of this dead bitch.
BS in the morning. BS in the morning.
Don't bone questionable things.
Comp 92.3, the rock station.
Hey guys, it's Bert Kreischer, the machine! And you're listening to BS in the morning.
Saw the story last night. Sunday was Mother's Day. And the Mexican state of Veracruz, they honored their mothers. Very nice of them, actually. Mother's Day, it's a global phenomenon, global event. And what happened is that a primary school says, you know what? We take care of the kids during the day. You take care of your kids at night, obviously. We want to honor you guys. We want to show our appreciation for mothers here at this, grade school, essentially. Come on in. We got a special treat for you. What do you think it was? Any kind of guess? Any time?
A party? I don't know.
Okay. A party. Got it.
Cotton candy.
Cotton.
Jesus, Craig.
He had a better answer.
What?
Yeah, of course he had a better answer. No, it was a male stripper. So this male stripper shows up on Mother's Day in front of all the women. Their kids are sitting on the ground between their legs, and this guy is grinding all over the women in a thong.
This isn't real.
100% real.
No way.
People are outraged. The whole thing. People are saying they should be fired. This is sick. It's twisted. Yes. It's on video of the male stripper. He's wearing like almost like a luchador mask and a little tutu, a little red tutu that he eventually takes off. And all these women are sitting there in a chair and they are loving it, even though their kids are right next to them on the ground. A male stripper for Mother's Day, the school hired.
Why would they have the kids there? I don't understand.
They didn't know what was going to happen.
No, but I mean, why would the school allow the kids to be there?
I don't know. I'm not saying this is a good idea. I think it would be pretty horrific if I was a child and I saw another man grinding on my mother.
Yeah.
Yeah. Terrifying.
Yeah, that gets confusing.
Yeah.
And even then, what if some of these moms aren't into that kind of thing?
According to the video, they're all into it. They're laughing. They're clapping. They're all simultaneously, woo, doing that whole
thing. Even though their kids are right there.
Yeah, they don't care. They do not care. There's even some fathers standing around in the background looking like, what the hell?
Wow.
You know, the whole thing.
It's like a piñata.
Pretty hilarious. I've never heard of anything about this in my life. Have you ever considered getting your mother a stripper?
No.
My brother got one for his birthday once.
Wait, what?
My parents got my brother a stripper for his 21st birthday.
No way.
Yeah.
That's weird.
And I was there.
Were your parents there?
Yep. Everybody was there.
Ew.
It was like a joke, like one of those, you know, Instagram. It was like one of those, they show up and they go like, you're under arrest or whatever. Like, turn around. He like turns around and all of a sudden it's like, for being a bad boy. Like, music comes on or whatever. Right. And then
hi, this is Rod's Thick Pizza.
Yeah.
How do you want it?
Yeah, exactly.
It was a chick.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, whatever.
That's less of a joke.
So was your brother scarred?
Not at all.
He's 21, dude.
I was like talking to her afterwards. So what do you do when you're not working? You
know? Oh, my God.
Of course.
I was like 15. Or I don't even know if I was that old.
So you were there and you were a child.
Not a child. I mean,
well,
I was,
you're 15. That's a child.
On. I wasn't like a little kid. I'd seen boobs before.
15's a kid.
15's young.
I lost my virginity when I was 13, so.
Yeah, but your parents didn't know that.
Yes, they did.
They knew you. Your parents knew that you lost
this
your virginity?
This explains so much about
you. God. Wow. Judgy McJudgers over here.
I'm just saying.
What are you talking about?
Was that the next stripper that came in?
Yeah.
Judgy McJudgers.
Yeah. Court adjourned. Yeah, like, exactly. Takes the clothes off.
Bailiff. I'm going to hold you in contempt.
Yeah.
Here's the handcuff.
Yeah, like, I mean, my mom, I already told you this story. My mom caught me, whatever, giving a girl a mouth hug when I was 13. I told you that already. So she knew that I, you know.
But losing a virginity is different than, I think, in my opinion, than just fooling around.
Well, all right. Regardless, it wasn't a big deal to have a, you know, high school kid watching the stripper, apparently. And it wasn't like she got, like, she didn't get, like, nude either.
Oh, she,
was, she like,
didn't.
I don't remember, honestly. She might have. Not like full nude, I know that.
She but probably took her top off.
Yeah, maybe. I don't remember. But it was like a 21-year-old birthday party. It's like, there's a DJ,
yeah,
there's drinks.
A 15-year-old.
Yeah, dude, that's weird.
You guys are losers.
That's no, just, super weird.
Your family's more, my family, oh, dude, my, like I said, sex didn't exist in my house.
Same.
Okay. Still, doesn't.
Wow, okay, that's weird.
That's weird?
Yes.
They don't talk
that's
about
very
it.
Weird.
It doesn't exist.
You don't talk to your kids about sex?
Just a strict Irish Catholic family.
No, that's
man.
Weird. Same.
Yeah,
that's
like I couldn't
weird.
Even have like boy. Me and my boyfriends couldn't go anywhere that my parents weren't.
Yeah,
in the house.
Like, my parents never even called them
no
girlfriends.
Boys in my room.
My parents would just call them friends. Oh, that's okay. Matt's friend.
Yeah, they were like in denial.
Like, what? Yeah, it's just a friend. That's just a friend. I'm like, what? Are you what? Yeah.
So, speaking of
you.
Knowing how people turned out or why they did.
Yeah.
No, that's opposite. Well, because if someone, if you keep them like super repressed,
yeah,
don't they turn out to be like the most, you know?
Apparently not.
It's happened
sexual
to my
freaks.
No, yep. Not well. You're Missionary Gary, so apparently not.
I'm not Missionary Gary.
I'm just saying that's like the nickname you got from things you say on the radio. So
I feel like I have a normal whatever. I touched boobs when I was 7, so I beat you to it.
What?
All right. So then, what's the big deal?
I mean. It was a big deal because you're a child.
I'm not a child. Why are you calling a 15-year-old a child? That's not a child. It's ridiculous.
It's
I was driving
not?
A car 6 months later. Like, what are you talking about?
Still, 15
like,
is
little
young.
8-year-olds running around. It wasn't the same thing as that.
Okay. I think we got a window.
Yeah, okay. Guys, sorry your parents were weirdos. I don't
oh,
know
yeah.
what you want to tell them.
Sure, my parents were
they
weirdos.
They are weird.
Nah, I'm glad my parents
don't talk about sex and don't have boys around.
No.
I mean,
my
come
parents
on,
are the weirdos, but... because they weren't the ones getting their children strippers.
Children? He was 21 years old.
It's their children. That's
oh
what I said.
God.
Their children.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Weird.
All right.
Whatever.
No BS.
876-3692. We're going with caller number 15 right now. You are in for Tom Segura tickets. He's going to be at the Chelsea Inside the Cosmo on Saturday. That's going to be a damn good show. You should definitely want these tickets. And we'll give you the no BS question here in a second. Tomorrow, it begins. At least day one. I haven't heard the audio. Izzy hasn't heard the audio.
Nope.
Greg is the only one. Yeah, went through it yesterday. He started chopping it up. So it will commence begging for a peg-in. The road trip to DomCon 2019. Steven, the cleaning guy. Greg Salerno. Steven, we put the picture up of you.
I noticed.
In your... leather regalia.
Be careful how you answer, Steven. I don't want to give away any.
Don't give away anything. I just want to say I'm proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy for you.
Mm-hmm.
This is a big moment. We've talked about your suit for years. I'm glad you got another one in the bag, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
You've replaced the one that melted in your closet, and I'm happy for you. Congratulations.
Just so everyone's aware, I haven't heard the audio either.
Cool.
It's a good point.
Good,
he doesn't
good.
Really know. He probably doesn't remember everything I got.
Well,
it's all a fever dream.
We're gonna relive it tomorrow as round one of Begging for a Pagan happens right around 7:30. That's when it's gonna happen. So make sure you listen to it. I am more than excited. BS in the morning. Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Travis.
Hey, Travis. Here's your no BS question. Good luck.
Travis, right. This BS show member wants to drive a go-kart into the ocean. Was it Izzy, myself, Sparks, or none of the above?
I didn't hear it. Drive a go-kart in the ocean. Let's shoot for Greg.
Hey!
Wow. He seems like a go-kart kind of guy.
He does seem like that kind of guy. That is correct. Congratulations, Travis. Hold on the line, okay?
All right.
Tom Segura tickets. That is nice. Cool. That's a good one. Yeah, for sure.
Drive a go-kart in the ocean.
They put one on a cruise ship. And Greg's like, I just want to drive it off the cruise ship into the ocean. There you go. That's it. Begging for a Pagan tomorrow. My God, don't miss it.
Follow the show on Facebook.com/BS Morning Show.
Oh, it's the best show. Never miss it.
And listen to the full show podcast on iTunes and comp.com/BS podcast.
Well, I'll tell you what, that sure was some BS in the morning. Damn it, Bobby. Turn that off. Have a good day.
By the end of this century, if emissions keep rising, the average temperature on Earth could go up another 4 to 8 degrees. What I'm saying is the planet's on f***ing fire. There are a lot of things we could do to put it out. Are any of them free? No, of course not. Nothing's free, you idiots. Grow the f*** up. You're not children anymore. I didn't mind explaining photosynthesis to you when you were 12, but you're adults now, and this is an actual crisis. Got it? Safety glasses off, motherfucker.